Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us, begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 148, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you stars of light. Praise Him, you heavens of heavens. And you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all the depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven, and He exalted the horn of His people. The praise of all His saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to Him, praise the Lord. Then Psalm 149, praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and His praise in the assembly of saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise His name with the dance. Let them sing praises to Him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in His people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all His saints. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 150, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, thank You, Lord, for Your wonderful, grace-filled, light-filled, mercy-filled word. And thank You for the ways our lives are blessed. As we take time to spend one-on-one with You as we read and meditate on Your word, thank You for the privilege of living a life of praise and thanksgiving. And thank You for the joy that is ours as we do just that. Anoint us afresh with a spirit of thanksgiving, praise, prayer, and joy. Empower us to be a people to live a lifestyle of joy, praise, and worship. We thank You. And we praise You in Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Mark Ose is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Dear Lord God, I thank You again for the privilege of serving You in this way. I want to lift up our regular producer, Isaac, and ask that You would be with him in whatever he's going through today and bring him home safely to us again tomorrow. God, I pray Your blessings on our listeners who will hear this show, and I thank You for our guests who are a blessing to many, and I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mark. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're very honored and blessed to have as our phone guest today, Jerry and Karen Ellard. They are music ministers in song, amongst other things, and we're grateful to have them with us today. Jerry and Karen, how are you all doing today?
Doing very well.
Very good.
Great to be with you this morning.
Great and honored to have you on. I'm going to ask if each of you, if you all would take a few more minutes to further introduce our listeners to you and to yourselves and the ministry the Lord has called you all to.
Yeah, Karen and I have spent a lot of time worshiping together, not only in public, but in private. And we spent 7 years in Israel, where the primary part of what we did each day was spending time leading others in worship and intercession. And God sent us back to America about 8 years ago now. We had, after being in Israel for that period of time, we didn't want to leave. It was home. And but God spoke very clearly to me and said, it's not that you're having to leave Israel, but I'm sending you back to the United States for such a time as this. And then he also spoke Washington, D.C. to me, and I was kind of inquisitive as what that was all about, because I'd only been to D.C. one other time in my life, and that was for Lou Engel's The Call in 2000. And shortly after that, we were up in the Galilee, still living in Israel, to celebrate our 38th wedding anniversary. And a man very strong in the prophetic, he said, I've been praying for you guys for 2 days. And he said, I see Washington, D.C. And so since we've been back here in the States, we just finished our 25th trip to D.C. So I'll let Karen share.
And the Lord really began to give me many songs for our nation. The first CD album we made was We Bless Our Nation. Because I heard a lot of Christians saying things that I considered cursing our nation when we came back from Israel back in 2017. And I felt the grief of the Holy Spirit. And so I wrote the song, Spirit of Truth, Pour All Over This Nation. We did see that there was a lot of deception going on in our nation. And we received a prophetic word about a key. A prophetic key over Washington, D.C. that needed a cleaning, a really deep cleaning, and that the Lord was sending us back to worship and to intercede to help clean that key. And mm-hmm. we realized there are many ministries that are doing the same thing as mm-hmm. us. We've been called to worship and to intercede. So the Lord has given songs in pro-life, in for the Supreme Court. I've sent three of my many Supreme Court songs to the justices, received back something from Clarence Thomas more than once. And so we just are at the Lord's disposal to do what he would have us do, and that America shall be saved.
Mm. Okay, well, we're going to take time now to listen to one of the songs, the song by that title, the title Spirit of Truth, Pour All Over This Nation.
Spirit of Truth, Spirit of Truth, pour all over this nation, Spirit of Truth, Spirit of Truth, Spirit of Truth. Nation, Spirit of Truth. From the highest mountain to the lowest valley, from the halls of Congress to the local high schools, from the newsrooms to every congregation to the seminaries, pour out your Spirit of Truth. Spirit of Truth, Spirit of Truth, pour all over this nation, Spirit of Truth, Spirit of Truth, Spirit of Truth, pour all over this nation, Spirit of Truth. From the business tycoon to the homeless person, from the educators to the roots, from the government to the distinguished professors to the military, pour out your Spirit of Truth. Spirit of Truth, Spirit of Truth, pour all over this nation, Spirit of Truth, Spirit of Truth, Spirit of Truth, pour all over From the fathers and mothers to the sisters and brothers to all family members to the neighborhood. From the gangs and lost ones to Hollywood's actors to
the music of Jerry and Karen Ellard, the song entitled Spirit of Truth, Pour All Over This Nation. Before we go further, Jerry and Karen, would you all pray for our listeners that they would have ears to hear all the Lord wants to say to them through the broadcast today?
Father, we thank you for the those that will be here, that are hearing this. We do ask that you would cause truth to prevail. Thank you, Father, for clarity of heart to listen. And Father, we bless your name. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit guiding each one into all truth, just as John 16 talks about, and that they will receive it, that we will have all have hearts that are soft and tender before you, Lord. Thank you for delivering us from hardness of heart in Jesus' name.
Yes, amen.
And Father, too, thank you for us as your church, and thank you for us as a nation, Lord. Help us as the church and as a nation to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Again, the title of that song, of course, is Spirit of Truth, Pour All Over This Nation. And I guess, in a sense, it's a song and a prayer at the same time. Would that be accurate to say?
Yeah.
Mm.
What else would you can you share with us about the song and the message behind that particular song?
It reminded me, as I was listening to it again there, as you read Psalm 148, it's Psalm 148 just say nobody left out of the opportunity to praise God. Mm-hmm. And in this case, everybody across this nation, globally, of course, as well, but across this nation needs to have this spirit of truth working in them.
Yes, we depend on the Holy Spirit. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. Because we can't live without the Holy Spirit on this earth. And so we just thank the Lord for the Spirit of Truth being released all over our nation. This is so in my heart when I wrote this song. And mm-hmm. every facet, and I was just being encouraged as I heard the song again, that from the time that I wrote this song to now, that we see that God is working in this nation. Yes, there is a battle going on, but he's working where he's working in our schools. There are, I think, 16 or more states that have laws that are in the making for the Ten Commandments to be back in schools, for prayer to be back in schools. And so we are encouraged by what's happening on college campuses, because that is the ministry of the Spirit of Truth when people are being born again, young people are being baptized in the name of Jesus, and they're worshiping him. So we thank the Lord for what is happening and what's going to continue to happen.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we're coming up on a break, and we'll pick up on the other side. The song we'll hear on the other side of the break is entitled America Shall Be Saved. Again, we're listening to the music and ministry of Jerry and Karen Ellard. We'll be right back. Thank you. Music of Jerry and Karen Ellard, the song America Shall Be Saved. Beautiful song with a very powerful, powerful message. Jerry and Karen, you know, something that comes to my mind, I can imagine that your music gives the devil nightmares. It has powerful messages and beautiful music as well. So before you share and comment on the song, would you all take time specifically to pray for our government and pray for our nation as well? And then I'm going to ask you to share your heart and your thoughts about that message of that song.
Father, we thank you that we have the privilege to pray for those in authority. Lord, as we continue to pray for our president, to pray for his cabinet, that, Father, you would bring wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Lord, we continue to pray for our Congress and for the judicial group, Father, the Supreme Court justices. Lord, our nation must have you moving among us. So, Father, we submit our hearts to you, and we stand ready and available as we pray in the Spirit, as we pray with understanding, believing that you will move, that America shall be saved. We declare and thank you, Father, that you are not finished with America.
We thank you, Lord, that it is that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And we speak this over every part of our government. We thank you, Lord, give us faith as we pray this, that even our Supreme Court will publicly profess that Jesus Christ is Lord of America. We've seen our officials from the White House proclaim that at Charlie Kirk's memorial. And we just thank you that nothing is impossible with you. And just as Reinhard Bonnke would say, I see a blood-washed Africa. We declare over our government, we see a blood-washed United States of America government. We thank you for saving our senators and saving our congressmen. We thank you for the holy fear of the Lord coming upon our government.
Yes.
For your glory. We say that America belongs to you, Lord Jesus. You are Lord and you are King of America. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Share with our listeners a little bit more about the specific message of the song, America Shall Be Saved.
I want to say that Karen is the songwriter. She's written multitudes of songs, and I work a lot with the technical aspect of it. So Karen, share about that.
Okay. So several times over a couple of months, I would record, you know, I feel like I'm a song receiver. The Lord gives me songs, and I sometimes, you have to be listening for the frequency of heaven and not distracted. And so I had heard, and I had put in my iPhone several times, America Shall Be Saved, and I had different tunes to it. And one day, it was like something hit the core of my being, your spirit man, in the center of your body, when I was out for a walk with Jerry before the Supreme Court prayer call we're on Friday. And it was America Shall Be Saved, and I put it in my iPhone, and I felt heaven saying, this message is important, and I want you to write a song about America Shall Be Saved. And so it really got my attention, and we recorded it pretty fast after that point. And I believe it. There's faith attached to this song. And then when we went to the Four Corners in 2018, when we were up in the Seattle area, or actually not Seattle, the Blaine, Washington, by the water there, the song, the words in the verse are, feel the wind of the Spirit blowing from shore to shore. And in my spirit, I can see from one shore in the west to the shore in the east of the United States. I can see the wind of the Spirit blowing and the Holy Spirit working in every state of our nation. And we declare that America shall be saved and is being saved. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Mm, praise God, praise God. Father, again, we thank you for the privilege of being a part of the body of Christ and the privilege of being a part of the army of God. Father, Lord, help us as the church to have ears to hear and eyes to see what you want us to see and hear. And thank you for every state. Lord, send for the laborers into every state and help the church to rise up and be the church you'd have us to be as you direct us by the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to listen to another song. This one is entitled, We Have a Right to Live.
In a book, we have a right to live. shedding of our blood. It's time to repent.
The song We Have a Right to Live by Jerry and Karen Ellard. That's a powerful, powerful message and a beautiful message. Share with our listeners about that song.
I would encourage people to go on YouTube. There's a video with that and many other songs, but it helps hear the message and see the message by video. So it's giving voice to those babies in the womb. And we actually had two children that sang on that album with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You notice that it says that you wrote every day of our life in a book. That's from Psalm 139. Mm-hmm. Many Christians probably don't know that, but God took the time while we were yet unformed in our mother's womb to write every day of each of our lives in a book. If that doesn't say how valuable each human is, I don't know what is, except so I guess what could top that is that Jesus gave his life for every human being that will receive him and believe upon him. And so this song, it really came from, someone had invited us to stay in their apartment for about a month right across from the Supreme Court. Now, how many people does that happen to? I mean, God had a purpose when he opened that door. Mm-hmm. And there were other things that we did while we were there. I won't get into that right now. But one day, the Lord came and visited me. And, you know, I'd always been pro-life, but I had never done anything about it. I had never gone to a Planned Parenthood and marched or anything like that. And the Lord said, you know, you hear a lot of people saying, I'm really going to move in America. He said, but I can't do what I want to do until America deals with the sin of abortion, which another name for abortion is murder. You know, the people that want to take life always find a way to make it sound like soften it. But it's actually murder is what it is. And so God gave me, I called it at first the unborn baby song. And then a good friend of ours, Alan Parker, who you know, Joseph, he said, don't use unborn babies because it makes them sound like they're not living. And so I changed the title to We Have a Right to Live. These are the babies talking. These are the human beings that are in a womb. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote that song before Roe v. Wade was overturned, and we sang it in front of the Supreme Court and sang it in D.C., sang it in front of, you know, it was, and a lot of pro-life people were there. And I thank God that Roe v. Wade has been overturned. But where we Christians have missed it is many of us think, well, because Roe v. Wade was overturned, now there's nothing else to do. Oh, no, there's still a battle raging for the lives of babies.
One of the aspects that we like to always make sure that we say when we're talking about this is that for the ladies who have had an abortion, that God wants to work in their lives and bring healing and wholeness. We have spoken and seen people who have experienced and kept it covered up, and it was a shame to them. But then God, not only did they know they were forgiven, but they were also healed in the process. So, yes.
Yeah. So we can keep talking, or we can let you interject, Joseph. Mm-hmm.
Well, again, praise God just for a beautiful song with such a powerful and a clear message. So may we as God's people be a people that are wide open to listening and following the Lord and boldly getting involved with standing for life and against abortion. On the other side of the break, we're going to listen to another song entitled Deliverance Will Come from Another Place. This is the music of Jerry and Karen Ellard. We'll be right back.
roots of our faith are of the seed of Abraham. Theirs is the glory, the covenants, the promises, the songs and the scriptures that have brought us comfort and light were written by the hand of a Jew.
Music of Jerry and Karen Ellern, the song Deliverance Will Come from Another Place. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Again, our phone guests today are Jerry and Karen Ellern. And tell us about where the title comes from and the message of that song again. Deliverance Will Come from Another Place.
Well, we had a pastor in Kentucky when we used to live there, Joel League. He's with the Lord now. And he wrote a book called Deliverance Will Come from Another Place. And it was from Esther 4:14-16 that says, "For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Every Christian on planet Earth right now has an opportunity to join with heaven and stand with Israel and pray for the peace of Jerusalem and pray that all Israel shall be saved, as Paul says in the book of Romans. And so this is where the title came from. And my heart wanted to say it to believers and to really to all people, that the roots of our faith are Jewish. And we wouldn't have the scriptures, we wouldn't have our Messiah, we wouldn't have our faith if it wasn't for the Jewish people. Most Western Christians don't think like that, haven't been taught that from the pulpit, but it's the truth. And so as we delve into the scripture about Israel in the Bible, we see that God has an unbreakable covenant with Israel. And to be anti-Semitic or to receive accusations against Israel, not that they're perfect, but you have to understand that some people even wonder if Israel is the Israel that God was talking about, because they're not all saved and they want to replace the Christian Gentile church with Israel. That will never, ever happen. We've been grafted in. You know, we're not, so I could get into, we don't get into a long theological discussion about it, but go ahead, Jerry.
Israel in Exodus is defined as the firstborn. And in many families, you see a firstborn and it doesn't negate when other family members come along, but Israel will still be considered the firstborn. And David Paulson, years ago, I remember him saying, how that so often as believers will read through the book of Romans and we'll finish up 8 and kind of gloss over and jump over to chapter 12. But as he said in Romans chapter 9, it emphasizes the fact that in the past, Israel was selected. And Romans chapter 10, in the present, he described it as Israel being stubborn. But in Romans chapter 11, in the future, all Israel shall be saved. When we lived in Israel, God really blessed us with a lot of strong relationships with our Jewish neighbors, and we still pray for them. And they knew us, knew what we was about, and we loved each other in spite of our differences, and believing that God is going to and is moving, and that all Israel shall be saved.
Amen. So our prayer for the church in America and really all of the nations of the world is that we will be a sheep nation and a sheep church that stands with God's word, stands with our Savior, our Messiah, and that we will love our Jewish brethren. Yes, they need to come through the cross. They need to accept Jesus, and his Hebrew name is Yeshua, which means salvation. They need to accept him just like we do. But to say that, you know, that God has forgotten them and that God's done with them, that's just arrogant and ignorant. Mm-hmm. And so we pray that the church will repent, and also pray, I think a lot of it is that some people have just not heard the message of Israel. But I remember before we ever went to Israel, I would hear of others going on a tour to Israel, and I thought I would die inside because I had such a desire to go to Israel. But I thought I was being selfish, and I did not realize that it was the work of God in my heart to give me a desire to go to Israel. And it was several years later when we actually lived there, but a few years after I had that intense desire, God began to pour out songs on me. And the first songs I received were for Israel. So we were living in Kentucky, but God's given me songs for Israel. And he's so good.
Amen. Amen. Would each of you take time now to pray for the nation, pray for Israel, and also for the church to love and support Israel as the Lord would have us to?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Father, it's your heart, and we join together with your heart and your love for your firstborn Israel. And Lord, we do desire that our nation would continue to be a sheep nation and not a goat nation, that, Lord, they would stand, we would stand with our brethren in Israel. Lord, we pray that you would open their eyes, that they would look upon you, that they would recognize you as Savior and Lord. You know how, Father. You know what language each individual understands, whether it's dreams, visions, whatever it might be. Lord, we're asking that you would reveal your heart to the Jewish nation, and to and Father, that you would continue to work in the leadership of our nation, that we would always stand for and with Israel.
Yes, Lord, we thank you that we believe, we come into agreement with your word that all Israel shall be saved. We don't have to try to figure it out in our human natural understanding, but we know that every word in Scripture is inspired by your Spirit, God breathed, and we receive it by faith that all Israel shall be saved. We ask that you would use each one of us to make a difference in the Jewish people's lives and their salvation. It may be prayer for all of us. It may be giving financially. It may be using the talents and gifts that have been given to us to bless Israel. But I thank you that you have an assignment for every Christian to be able to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and do something good for Jesus's natural earthly family. The Jewish people are his brother and sister. And just like we have a natural family, well, this, you know, the Jewish people are Jesus's family. And so we thank you, God, for causing an awakening. We thank you, Lord, for causing us to, and pastors and leaders, to have your heart and to understand your word inspired by the Spirit of truth. concerning Israel. We thank you for awakening hearts, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for causing us to become where we need to be in relationship to your heart for Israel and your covenant with Israel. And we declare over our nation, Genesis 12:3, God said that those who blessed Abraham would be blessed. And we speak that over our nation. Every time we've blessed Israel, we thank you, Lord, for releasing blessing. And it says those who cursed Abraham would be cursed. God said those words. And so, Lord, we keep us from cursing Israel. Keep us from cursing the seed of Abraham. Cause us, Lord, to pray, to have an intercessor's heart, to pray. If we see something that's not right, instead of criticizing, let's pray for them. Let's stand in the gap for Israel. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for using each one of us for your glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Would you all share with our listeners, if someone listening wants to get in touch with you or would like to get some of the music that you've produced, tell them how to do that.
Okay. You can Google, you know, in your search engine, Karen Schrade Ellard Music. My maiden name is S-C-H-R-A-D-E, and that's what the songs are written under my name. So Karen Schrade Ellard Music, and when you click that, after you put that in there, you'll come up with, you know, Apple, Spotify, all kinds of different places that you can purchase individual songs. Then we also have, so that's Karen Schrade Ellard, and E-L-L-A-R-D is the last name, and Schrade again is S-C-H-R-A-D-E. And then if you want to, Jerry, my husband here, has made amazing videos to the songs I've written. Not all of my songs, but a lot of my songs. Mm-hmm. And so you can go to Jerry and Karen Ellard YouTube channel and get access to all those songs.
And then the website is jerryandkarenellard.org. But also I wanted to say that if there's those listening that would like to purchase CDs, we would offer them, if they would just help with shipping, without charge. But ksellard@gmail.com would be the contact point for the email address. That's kselard@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all so much again, Jerry and Karen Ellen, for being with us. And please keep up the great work that the Lord has called you to as you continue to minister in song in the kingdom of God. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ and never received him as Lord and Savior to be saved, today is a good day, a great day to make that step. If you'd like to make that step and commit your heart and your life to the Lord, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us even now and give your life to Christ and be saved? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all the wrong things I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to live for you all my life. Help me to read the word every day. Help me to pray and seek you every day. Help me to obey you and follow you every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we're wanting very much to connect and be in touch with you. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow up in your new walk and relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, please get in touch. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. And again, please pray much for Jerry and Karen Ellard as they continue to allow the Lord to use them as they minister in word and song. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.